on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut
you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. And statewide on Civic Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and you want history, you got a lot of it yesterday. You got some things yesterday that will be studied in textbooks and in high schools and college 100 years from now, and you lived right through it. We talk about it today. It turns out, reported by the Washington Post, that the Justice Department and the FBI are investigating the taking of nuclear documents by Donald Trump against the law out of the White House, unsecured, in Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago is supposedly his home, but it's a club. It's a huge area. It's not just one home. He has apartments in it, and he has documents in different places, in the safe, in the basement. It's accessible to a lot of people, and it turns out that some of them were nuclear documents. The second thing that happened today, Merrick Garland called Donald Trump's bluff. Donald Trump and Merrick Garland were playing Texas Hold'em. Trump made a big bet. He made a big bet by saying that the FBI was out to get him. They planted evidence. He lied about a lot of things, and the Republican Party backed him up. Merrick Garland came over the top, went all in. He said, I raise all in. All in. Merrick Garland went to court, and he asked for permission for the Justice Department to release the search warrant and the property receipt, the inventory. Trump had been complaining that they were keeping it secret. What Trump and his allies did not tell everybody was that the law was that they could reveal it, they could publish it, they could Xerox it, they could email it, they could fax it to any newspaper, any TV station, even just their own, i.e. Fox, that kind of thing. But they didn't do that. And Merrick Garland on his own couldn't do it. So Merrick Garland is going to a court. He filed already. And he said, give me permission. The court can do that, you know. Court can do that, you know. Court issued an emergency order. It said, I want to know what Donald Trump's reaction to this is. Trump has till 3 p.m. today, Friday. Today's Friday, 3 p.m. That would be 2 p.m. our time, Milwaukee time. The 3 p.m. was East Coast time, so 2 p.m. our time. Trump's lawyers have to file some kind of a document, or at least to tell Merrick Garland whether they oppose it or not. Now, you might think it would be, well, what, awkward, shameful for them to have complained for a couple of days that Garland was keeping a secret, and then when he wants to publicly disclose it, come back in and say, no, we oppose it. You think that there's a feeling of shame, do you? You think there's a feeling of somehow even slight embarrassment or remorse? None whatsoever. None whatsoever. The word is that Trump immediately hired outside counsel, not the band of hacks who's been representing them, and they are considering opposing it. Opposing it. Opposing it. Merrick Garland gave a great statement. The statement, quote, I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter after the required finding that there was probable cause that a crime had been committed. Very dignified, very straightforward. He personally ordered it. He personally signed off on it. He personally signed off on it. So we will know by 2 p.m. Milwaukee time. That will be in the afternoon programming of this radio station. We will know this afternoon whether Trump opposes it. Now, if he opposes it, that's chutzpah. I mean, that really is. You know the definition of chutzpah. Guy kills his parents, and then he asks the judge for mercy because he's an orphan. That's Trump. I mean, quite frankly, that is Trump. On the side, it's just come out, and this is fascinating to me, that, you know, there's a thing called Trump World. Now, a lot of them are people you would know, you know, Rudy Giuliani and this one and that one, the kids, the family, and that kind of thing. But there's a wider group of people, and it's not just, you know, the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys and the Three Percenters and the whatever, whatever, although it includes that too, but people who are in the legislature and in the Congress. In the Congress, people like Scott Perry, people like Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, people like Marco Rubio, people like Cruz, people like Lindsey Graham. And Trump World is collectively urging people to cool down the fiery rhetoric. The threats of murder, the physical threats, the complaining, the lying, cool it down. Why? Because there may be, quote, some more bad news coming, end quote. Well, yes, there is more bad news coming. People originally thought the FBI was going in to get documents, classified documents. You know, when you say classified documents, everybody yawns because the vast majority of things that are classified would make you yawn. Anything that research that the CIA does and the Defense Department does on, for instance, a foreign country could very well end up being classified. People overclassify, just put classified. And that could have, to, you know, the economic projections for Romania for the next 5 years. Okay, you know, you fall asleep. However, there are things, the word classified applies to a lot of things. There are various levels of secrets. There's secrecy. There's top secret. There's eyes only. That means it can only be seen in the eyes of the president and perhaps a few other people who are designated. But then there are classifications even above that, and I don't know the names of all of them. But one of them would be, for instance, the codes that it would take to launch a nuclear weapon by the United States. The other one would be the codes that Russia would need, which we have stolen through, I'm sure, and I'm saying this without direct knowledge, but we had a weasel in his inner circle, Putin's inner circle, for years until Trump became president and the CIA got worried about his safety and extricated him. But there'll be targets of nuclear attack, targets of sustainability of civilization. In other words, what could we withstand in the first week, the first month? I mean, all this stuff is gamed out. And one reason we have had no nuclear war is because people on both sides understand this, understand that it could be the end of civilization. But these documents exist, and they exist electronically, and they exist on paper. There are very few people who know them. Every commanding officer of a submarine, of a submarine in the U.S. Navy, knows what it would take to A, receive an order to launch a nuclear weapon from under the sea, and B, what it would take to do it for his own boat. Call a submarine a boat, a cruiser a destroyer a ship, because cruisers and destroyers sail on the surface. And they are, somebody breaks a bottle of champagne and they're commissioned. I think they also commission submarines now. They call them boats in the vernacular. In any event. Merrick Garland stood tall. He's gone up in my estimation. I had always thought he was a little bit gingerly kind of creeping around this, but he is not. So we will know at 2 p.m. Now, what does it mean that even a former president took nuclear documents, nuclear weapon documents out of the White House? First of all, some of his supporters saying, well, he declassified them. It's just that he didn't tell anybody, but he declassified them. He did it verbally. Well, let me tell you something. The president can declassify a lot of things. There's some things he can't. There's also a thing called the Espionage Act. And the Espionage Act is not subject to, it doesn't even require that a document be classified. The president can't declassify anything to avoid the Espionage Act. What is the purpose of taking nuclear documents? There's only one purpose, and that is to sell them. Trump is not going to build a nuclear weapon in Mar-a-Lago. He wouldn't know how, and the minute he tried to hire a scientist, it wouldn't do any good, and why would he do it? He didn't do it because he likes reading them at night. He doesn't read. The only reason you can do it, you do it, is to boast about it and use it to enrich yourself. There are a few countries in the world that would be interested in that, and they would be very interested in it. Russia and China are two. Iran is another one. But there are others as well. ISIS would be very interested, not because they know anything about nuclear weapons, but if they could put it in the hands of someone who did, an Iranian or a Pakistani or somebody in China or Russia, and accomplish their objectives, they would. What I am very concerned about, when this first broke that they were looking for documents, and I raised the issue last week that part of it could be nuclear weapons, I discounted it initially because he would have to, only purpose would be to sell them, which would be a felony under the Espionage Act, regardless of classification, regardless of whether he was president or not. It was inconceivable to me that he would do it. But he's in tougher financial shape than you think, because the Ruskies may not be funding him the way they were before. And he may be desperately trying to show he's relevant. And he, remember, he met with the Ruskies in the White House with no American there, no staff, no congressman, nothing. He doesn't have to mail them to the Ruskies. He doesn't even have to email them to the Ruskies. A Ruskie could come to Mar-a-Lago. They could have coffee, and he could say the documents you're interested in are on the counter there. And the Ruskie, when he leaves the room, has a phone, and he simply takes pictures of them and then walks out with his phone, and there's no trail. This is very, very serious. Merrick Garland did everything in his power to retrieve these short of a search warrant. It was essential that search warrant be issued and executed. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.